Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mads maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1466, recorded on Wednesday, April 30th, 2014. Putty Buddy.
And now, get ready for Dick.
This episode is the most 2020 yet. All next on the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG Chad.
On Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
A nerd pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Hello and welcome to the GizWiz with Mads maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
Oh, I have a slight cold, but outside of that, I'm fine.
Yikes.
And it's so funny that the show is so badly put together that for people who weren't on in the chat room, this is our 19th opening because Josh at the controls keeps going, wait, was that part of the show?
Was that part of the show? We can't tell when you're on and when you're off. They're the same.
No, they are the same. Yeah.
All right, you guys, are we going to start the show yet? Or
that was a great take, everyone.
Josh.
Great practice. Yeah,
get the letters theme ready. We're just about finished.
Yeah. It's one of those days. Oh, man. But has the last week been treating you well?
It has been. I went to an Acer event yesterday, so that's one of my gadgets. And I was on ABC News doing travel gadgets, so I put them together. So my theme today is travel.
Perfect.
And this is the end of the month as we record. So you're wrapping up your stretchy stuff.
There's so much at the end of the month because we also do the soap of the month at the end of the month.
Oh, the soap of the month.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's like this episode just wrote itself. It was so easy to do. Yeah,
it made up itself.
It made itself up. It washed up really well at the end of the month, every single month.
Yeah. It started out off camera, Chad saying, I haven't looked at any notes. And then he looked down at his desk and he said, oh, there are no notes.
I went, you know, I haven't even looked at the Google. We don't have a Google Doc for this show.
It just sort of unwinds. Its way into your heart.
We'll do it live. I mean, that's the real heart of the show. We're doing it all now. There's no pre-production.
You know, from time to time, I get an email saying it doesn't matter what the gadgets are. We just like hearing you guys.
We just have fun.
I mean, does anyone really prepare anything else in their life?
Everyone's winging it.
Everyone's winging it all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, that's true. Except when you're in school, I guess you sort of have to plan a little.
Yeah, curriculum.
But once you're out of school.
That's what I did wrong.
Yeah.
Real life has no planning.
Well, Jeff, when you finally finish school, you'll see, Josh rather. Well, Jeff is going to
finish on
Jeff
Friday.
Is winding up. You know, his 3-hour course is almost over.
Oh,
so
good.
He will be graduating this weekend.
ITT Tech. Work for him. No, just kidding. I think he's actually going to like a really prestigious school, but he's graduating this Friday.
Wow.
Yeah. Man, straight B student.
Really? That's amazing.
Wow, I know. Yeah. So.
I never met anybody.
He's coming to work for Twit. And
you know,
Jeff
he
goes,
may not get in.
No.
The score may be just a little too high.
He'll have the best GPA out of everyone here at Twit when he comes. Yeah. I guess let's go ahead and kick this off. What is your first gadget?
Okay, we'll start with a little GizWiz video with a gadget that I think is really clever. It's something you throw in your suitcase when you're going on a trip, and this is it.
It's travel season. So you go on vacation, you have your bags with you from the airline, but then you want to go on a day trip. You don't want to carry one of those big bags. That's where this comes in. I know what you're saying. You're saying, what? How much can I put in that
purse?
Bag? Well,
yeah,
it turns out you can put a lot in it. I'm going to unzip it. I'm going to turn it around and tell you that it is the packable backpack. So in this little bag is a, ta-da, let's unfold it. All right, now you're starting to see what we have here. So we actually have a very decent-sized backpack.
Actually, it turns out to be a full-size backpack.
Side pockets to carry water bottles.
Yeah, with elastic.
Internal zippered pockets. And actually, one of the internal zippered pockets, that is what the entire backpack folds down into. So this is a very clever idea. It comes in three colors. It's not out yet. It's going to be out toward the end of May. It's from Travel On. And when you have stuff in it, that's what it looks like. So it comes in black,
turquoise,
lime. And it's going to be $35
Brooklyn green, toy crap.
Turquoise.
Dick DiBartolo, the Gizwiz and Mads, Maddest Writer. Happy trails.
Yeah, that's cool.
Bye.
That's great. Normally.
I think it's neat, isn't it?
I've seen these before, but they always seem so flimsy. And they I've seen them, and they're never really meant to actually be a backpack.
This is meant to be a backpack, and it has the zippers that sort of have a lining that closes over them, so they're sort of water resistant. It's a really good idea, and I think they're probably going to have a lot of luck with it. It's from Travel On, and there's a link to it. Right now, it's in their What's New section of their website. And the PR person there said there'll be a for sale button toward the end of May.
Yeah,
I guess they're waiting for them to come in.
I used something similar, and it was really great just to throw in with the rest of your luggage, just in case you needed it. You know, especially when you're we'd go to national parks and things like that, and you didn't quite know if you wanted a backpack to carry. Like a blanket or something, but you didn't want to take the full backpack. This is a great compromise, and it looks better than the other ones that I've seen.
Yeah,
straps.
Yeah, I know. It is, as I said, very well made.
Yeah. Very cool. And for $35, it's about the normal price of a backpack. That's not too bad.
Absolutely. And my guess is that once it really gets into the marketplace, there'll be some discount.
Yeah, it'll lower in price. Well, that's really neat. So that is a cool travel gadget.
So the second travel gadget is from yesterday. Asa had a preview event of gadgets coming out between now and summer. And I don't have any video on this, but it is the Acer 2-in-1. It's called the Switch 10.
Ooh.
So this is a notebook and a tablet that's combined in one flexible device. And maybe as I talk, Josh, you could go to their website. They have a little one-minute sizzle video of the Aspire Switch 10. Ooh. You know, very dramatic.
Dun,
but what's interesting, all right, so it's a tablet, and then there's a magnetic clasp that you slide the tablet down onto a keyboard. So that you can have a little notebook, and you can flip the tablet around so it faces the keyboard, or you can flip it over.
Oh, that's
so you
nice.
Have what they call tent design or display design, or use it as a notebook, or just take the pad part with it, the screen part with it, and you have yourself a little mini tablet. Well, not so mini. It's 10.1 inches. And it was interesting because I was talking to one of the project engineers, and he said it was very difficult to come up with the exact amount of magnets they wanted to use to attach the
too
screen.
Too many.
Yes, exactly. That's one problem. The other thing was if the magnets in the tablet itself were too strong, anywhere on the metal case where you brought it, it would just slam down and want to connect. So they had to make it so that, and I tried it several times. It really is attracted to slide down over the matching magnets that does lock it in place.
That's good. That's
and
really
it
good.
Locks it in place so securely that once you lock the keyboard in place, you could pick the keyboard up by pulling the tablet into the air, and the keyboard would go.
Oh,
with
I
it.
Assume there was some latching mechanism.
No,
that
there's
would keep
no latching.
Oh, there's no latch at all.
That's what they're calling the magnetic force, no latch attachment.
Oh.
And but if you want to pull it off, you just sort of pick it up from either corner and
give enough force,
uncouple it. Yeah. So there is some plastic in the center, but the end caps are brushed aluminum. Very, very thin. Asus said it's the thinnest 2-in-1 device in the market. The tablet part is 0.35 inches thick. And with the keyboard attached, it's 0.44 inches thick and 1.29 pounds for 1.29 ounces, 1 pound, 29 ounces for the tablet, under 3 pounds when it's connected together. And that the screen, the screen is not super high def. The screen is 1366 by 768, and it's a 10.1 inch screen. But the price. Oh, you want to take a shot at the price?
Well, you know, so it's funny. I there was two
things.
Oh,
you saw it already?
Well, say again?
You already saw this yesterday?
No, I didn't. I actually didn't. But there's two things that I like about this. Is okay. That one, that you can flip it around to either angle. Because there's the Asus, not Acer, but Asus Transformer Pad, which you can do the same sort of docking. It has a latch, but you can only do it one way. And it closes. And it's also a Windows 8 tablet. And also, I was trying to find out what processor does this have?
It's the Atom.
Atom.
And I forgot which Atom it is.
Got it. So this is a Windows 8 RT, I believe. Which is
no, the, it's an Windows, a Windows 8.1. Is that the...
Yeah, I forget. This is why Windows is so confusing. But yeah, okay. So for price, I'm going to say $399.
All right, sold, $379.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, okay, $379. And shipping end of May or first week of June. So it's not that far away. And it's the Switch 10 from Acer.
Oh, Adam, okay, so Jeffin is correcting me, and he's right. Adam is Intel. ARM is what I was thinking. I assumed that Intel starts with an I and Atom starts with an A, so A has to be an ARM processor. But you, but yes, yeah, so this is full Windows, which is really
8.1.
Great. Yeah, 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 wonderful. That's
Brian
really,
said you were closest to the he went over the retail price.
You get so you both the tablet and the keyboard for that price.
It's an all in one. It's sold as
that's
the
great.
Switch, just the way you see it. Yeah, I think they're gonna have a brisk sales record with that.
Yeah, that's great.
It's very nicely built too.
Yeah, I mean, considering that an iPad is $499 for the Air, I would say this is a good. I'm triple checking my facts on the price, but I'd say that this is a pretty good deal.
Pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. iPad Air from $499. Yeah, so I think this is great. Awesome.
There you go. There awesome. You go.
So
are you ready for...
Yeah, the third travel gadget.
The
I love the thing.
Third travel gadget. It's two different models of a gadget and another GizWiz video.
Travel season, I have a couple of neat little gadgets here from Travel on anti-theft travel wallets. It's gone! Oh, just kidding. Okay. So this is the first one. And this is kind of neat. So... there's Velcro here, and you pull the Velcro up, and you go, what? It's not opening. So what you do is you lift the Velcro, and then you actually move the entire, lift the Velcro, move this top flip to the side, because there's a little lip in there.
It's keyed.
That this
yes, it's keyed, and it drove me crazy. I kept saying, why can't I open Velcro
so
here?
Lift it,
then, of course, I looked on the sheet.
Easy. So a couple things about this. There's a piece of wire in the strap, so no one can run up and cut it. It's rip-proof fabric, so they can't slash it, so they say it's slash-proof. And then this is really critical. You know, a lot of your ID now is in a little chip, the radio frequency ID chip. And people with a scanner could run around and get very close to you and lift that info. But this wallet has RFID blocking pockets. And there's also room in here. This is a Galaxy S5, so there's enough room for that. and there's the belt loop on the back for that. This one is 30 and under. You can find discounts online. Travelon's, what do they call it? The anti-theft classic travel wallet.
That's the classic.
Classic, enough, that one.
They make a bigger version with a couple of minor differences.
That's it, new Coke. For,
big,
I mean,
so no belt clip. You don't want to be wearing this, a belt loop. You don't want to be wearing this. And this has a straight-on open-up Velcro. But this is big enough for a small camera, and it still has the RFID pockets, plenty of room in there for travel documents, and that's under $35.
And that one still has
so
the wire.
So those are two neat little travel gadgets, and this way you wouldn't attract any attention at all. The T-Bartola Mad Matters writer and the Gizwiz with another one-take theater here on Twit.
Back.
Anti-theft wallets. They have anti-theft.
I have anti-theft. Try to get
anti-theft.
Them. Try.
Anti-theft. It's funny with the RFID. My wallet has that.
You know, how close does someone have to be with a scanner? Is it 2 feet? Or
I mean,
do
it's fairly close. But I mean, people can pickpocket. If people can pickpocket you, they can get close enough to try to scan the RFID chips that are in a lot of. Credit cards.
Now, did you have a? Does your credit card have a chip in it?
You know, mine does not. I do have a few things that in here that do, like the Clipper card for traveling. In San Francisco, you can tap to pay with Clipper card. I believe there's a few other things I have in here. None of my credit cards do have tap to pay though, but. There are definitely a few things that use the RFID stuff in here.
I have an Alfred E. Newman credit card, but that has a chocolate chip in it. So
it's a different chip, yeah.
It's a different chip. I'm not worried. They're very hard to pick up with a scan.
Yeah, yeah. The Spy and Spy card has a chip on its shoulder. It's a little different, but yeah.
You know, the little card, that transportation card that you have, so that will take money out of your... Out of your bank account, or does that take money out of your checking account?
No. So what it does is you recharge it. So you reload it.
Oh, okay.
And it will do that automatically, and that'll take it out of my bank account or a credit card or whatever you give it.
Oh, okay. So there is some important information
right.
on there that you have.
Right. So, like, I'll have, like, $25 loaded on it and then tap the card, and then it deducts. And then once it gets to, like, $5, it refills itself automatically. Yeah. Yeah, but also, I mean, I just kind of like the idea of it being RFID blocking. I'm trying to remember. I have a Google Wallet card, and I can't remember if this is tap to pay. It doesn't look like it has the symbol on it anywhere. I don't think I actually have any credit cards that are tap to pay. The Clipper card is the one that I absolutely know is.
No. But yeah. I just have a note in my wallet that just says, "I'm a poor college student." Please don't use this card.
You know, it's funny. We had a medical card at one point, and we couldn't give it to everyone because there's only one of it. And so I used to have a note in my wallet that had the credit card number and everything written down, and you would just say, this is our, and it wouldn't even have my name on it. It had my parents' name on it. And I have to go buy pharmaceuticals with it, which sounds weird, but yeah. Yeah, you'd be like, "I am here to pick up my prescription. Here's my card."
You must live in a little town for them to even consider.
I know, isn't that insane?
I can imagine in New York City walking into a pharmacy and saying, "Oh, I don't have my card with me, but this is the number." And my mother said,
"Here's the number," and it's handwritten on like a kitten sticky note or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, that is so funny. So
and you were able to use it. In what town were you using this?
Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas.
The thing, okay. Now,
Austin, Texas, home of the most medical fraud in all of America.
Right.
I wonder why.
Exactly. That wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. I mean, and I'm trying to remember. I would like to assume that maybe they knew me, but I don't remember them ever knowing me. You're just like, "Oh, yeah, sure. As long as it's accepted, we'll take it."
Oh, that's funny. That's great.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So now, of course, we
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for, we always have to lead up to that dynamite, incredible choral theme. Mm-hmm. It's time for Chad's Crappy Corner.
You might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner.
We got it right here. So
is that bologna? A slice of bologna.
Looks like it.
Is it bologna?
No, a gigantic slice of bologna in here. I ordered this.
Gigantic slice of bologna hosting the show at that end.
Yeah. This is how it came. This is how it shipped.
Okay,
in a
okay.
Ziploc brand bag.
Are you serious?
No joke. This is how it came. This is Dilettante Compound. Three blank. I forget the
Not
actual number.
Not Dilettante Compound.
It's Dilettante Compound. Also known as Silly Putty. We ordered, so at a stretchy month, as many of you guys know.
Right.
So I found online a place which has a website as if it was made in 1995 where you can buy coral colored Silly Putty in bulk. And so we bought a full pound of it. And you can buy up to like 50 pounds on this website, and you can get tons and tons.
Wait a minute, you bought funny putty? Did you read
no.
what it says there?
Please do not be confused. Silly Putty is a registered trademark of Benny and Smith. You may here's their trademark. By searching for the registration number, they sell Dilettante
Compound. So they're selling funny putty.
So this is funny putty.
Said it's actually, I guess, the same
stuff. You can buy coral-colored funny putty in bulk and save. So that's what we did. We bought a whole bunch of funny putty.
Is that like a pound of funny putty?
Yeah, this is a pound of funny putty.
Okay.
And there's a video online of people who have bought like 50 pounds of this and like dropped it off of a thing. I should have gotten. Do we have a newspaper anywhere in the studio?
Oh, I love that.
Highly doubt that we do. Anyone have a newspaper? I highly doubt that. Hey, Patrick, could I give you a mission? Can you try to find me newspaper? I don't even know if it's possible.
Oh, does it have to be newspaper?
It has to be that newspaper ink, like inkjet ink.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Inkjet ink, I don't feel like it'll work quite right.
Or a magazine, maybe?
Magazine? Maybe?
There were some Mad magazines there, but I'm not sure that would work. I think you're right. I think it has to be that.
No, I think only Mad magazines work for this.
I love it. You just get so much of it. It's so fun.
And how much was that mud? How much was
this?
This
was $22 for a whole pound, and then $6 shipping and packing. Shipping obviously comes in a very expensive shipping container.
Brand name
shipping here. I've been having tons of fun with it. I was worried because of the website that it would take forever for it to ship. And so I ordered this actually like 3 or 4 weeks ago, worried that it wouldn't arrive on time. And it came pretty fast in the United States Post Office. Okay, so we have this kind of work in here.
Making a pizza?
I was trying to get it as big as possible to lay onto a newspaper to
It looks like a...
Oh, we found some. Yes. Awesome. Okay, we have the City Bike.
Oh, the City
newspaper.
Bike. Oh, I subscribe to that.
Should we copy Question Man?
Yeah, Question Man.
Or, this is hilarious. Or some of these bikes. I like Question Man. Let's go find Question Man. Where was Question Man? Here we are. Question Man. Okay, so remove the putty. Put down Question Man, and
ta-da!
Yeah, it's like a pizza pie. And then you kind of set it down.
To the audio version, Chad has put a giant piece a funny buddy on Question Man's column, and he's pressing it hardly into the paper, hoping to lift the image of the entire page.
You gotta give it some.
Give it the yep. Oh wow, that massage therapy.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Yeah, that's good. Good. Little, okay. Little, oh, that's it. That's it. And now we're peeling it away. And
oh,
you did it.
That is so fun.
You did it. Now, seriously, if you're just listening, we have a mirror backward image of the entire page of the
Question newspaper. Man. So there we go. So now you can read
the funny putty.
And this
content piracy
right here, folks. That I don't think it's digital quite yet, but So I can read Question Man here. Looks like, yes, if I land, this will never be the same. It's going to be screwed up forever, a little bit brown. We have Mad Magazine. We can try it on the other side here.
Okay. I don't know if that's going to work. So you just blew $22. You know, I still hate. No. I think you're better off with it. Yeah, no. You're better off with a Kindle. I don't think this is really the way to carry a book around.
But the battery life of this is so good.
Yeah, this is last forever.
That's true.
I kind of folded it on itself. But this has just been tons of fun just to play around with. You know, if half an ounce of silly putty is fun, imagine what you can do with multiple pounds of dilettante compound.
You can copy the Bible if you buy enough of it.
Yeah, I know, right? So we kind of got a little bit carried away with this, and Jeff continuously was suggesting that I make my own. So I got all the ingredients here. He pointed me to a PBS article where you can make your own silly putty. And we kind of tried it here. I was planning on doing it on the show, but it took a long time. So here's homemade silly putty from PBS Kids.
Okay.
And they made, you know, okay. Here's,
well, no, don't forget the trademark. So this is homemade
right.
Twitty putty.
Yeah, this is, yeah, right. This is Twitty putty.
Twitty putty.
And I went to the store, and, you know, and I mean, we could try to make this, but this, what I made took me about 20 minutes to make. And I got borax, so it includes, here, I can run you through the recipe. It's half Elmer's glue, half water. You do a half cup of each of those, and then you do 3 teaspoons or a tablespoon of borax in an eighth cup of water, and you mix both of those, you know, separate things together till they're one consistency, and then you mix those mixes together, and you can add food dye. And this is the silly putty that we made. I gotta say, I mean, I might need to.
That needs work.
Yeah, I don't. It's,
you know,
it's,
that's humorous putty. That's not silly or funny.
Dick, I was gonna say that. I was seriously gonna say that.
It's humor.
Well, you see, I just went a page ahead in the script.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. And it has the slight feeling of it being still borax-y, and like it's grainy in there. I mean, it is kind of working.
But you know what? Isn't glue expensive?
It kind of is. Well, the borax was actually like $8 for borax at the house.
I think you're almost better off buying humorous putty. Or what do they call that?
It's actually working a little bit better than I expected. Oh, once the water kind of falls out of it, it's I would suggest maybe getting the brand name. If you want, I mean, you know, if you want a crafting thing for a night, possibly. So this is our homemade silly putty that we made. Humorous putty.
Humorous
putty. We don't want to. And now my hands smell like borax and Elmer's glue.
Wow.
There we go.
Wow.
So we have one more thing for you. That was the our bulk funny putty Oops. And
do you have a preview of what next month's theme is?
You know, I don't think we do, actually.
Oh, okay.
Do we?
Okay.
No, I don't think I do. But we are
have a whole week.
We are at the end of the month, so it is time for the soap of the month.
Oh, and it's that time of the month again. How are you doing, Padre?
I'm doing fine, I think.
You think?
I think. I'm not sure. What are we doing right now?
Oh, we're gonna test your senses.
Okay.
All five of them. So we have the soap. You got to look at it. You got to feel it, and then you got to taste it, and then you got to listen to it.
I got to taste soap.
Yeah, that's what our last guy did.
Okay, let's go.
He literally licked it. Anyway, so here's your soap. Don't look at the case.
I won't. Okay, I'm not looking at the case.
Right.
Just taking it out.
There you go. And use this sink behind you. Ignore all the dishes that we have failed to wash so far. Lather up. Any thoughts of what this smell might be?
Well, all I know is that right now it feels like I'm washing with warm butter. That's the feel.
It's very right. Lathery.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm detecting.
We may have given you the most difficult smell. Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's like mixed martial arts with a dash of shame, I think.
This is the most amazing smelling soap I've ever encountered.
It's a very complicated smell here. I mean, it's it feels.
And the taste? No, I'm kidding.
I will taste it.
No,
please
don't.
I keep lathering with this, and it's like
the latheriest pants I've ever seen. Wash that stuff off.
There's butter all over me.
Okay, so take a guess.
All right. Auto car garage.
Close. Okay. Very close.
Okay. Used car smell.
Very close. Okay, for the third one, I'll give you a hint. What's a smell that everyone enjoys that they'd want in a soap? Close to those car things.
Leather.
No, you also have a little bit of soap on your nose. Do you want me to give it to you?
Yes, please. What is this?
New car smell.
This is...
I don't think that mic works.
Apparently, it's... New car scent?
I had a
you
new
know,
car.
I think new
like
car
this.
Smell with
sure?
the odometer turned back.
Was it leather or was it?
You know what threw me off? It was the touch of shame.
It's quote new car smell.
It's that mixed martial arts.
Yeah. All right, so I don't quite have the nose.
And that has been the soap of the month.
He never washed off his hands. He just kept.
Oh, that's so funny.
The whole time.
Yeah. Remind us where that stuff comes
this
from.
This is a brand called Man Hands.
Oh, Man Hands. Okay.
Man Hands. And yeah, this new car scent. This one is probably the furthest. I'm really smelling it. It has too much pine in it or something. It is not quite right on. But yeah, the Padre was just a really great, great sport. Yeah, manhandssoap.com. And there's all sorts of different smells. And they gave us so many, if you don't know, they gave us so many that we have enough to do a soap every single month until the end of the year. And we're only in April. So we still have like 7 or 8 more soaps to do. And it'll last all the way up through December. So, that was Man Hand Soap. Padre got new car scent for this.
Wow.
Yep. Absolutely. So, I guess now it is time for Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Oh. I'm just having too much fun with this.
Wow.
Silly. Wow. A fun putty. Or silly.
Yeah, fun putty.
Funny,
yes,
putty. Funny. There we go.
Funny putty. Another viewer's video. Hi, Dick and Chad. This is from my gadget warehouse. It's an item your younger audience may never have seen. It has a nice style to it. And thank you, guys. I enjoy the show. It's Call Goodhall of Las Vegas. And Call, here is Call's Gadget Warehouse Find.
Hi, Dickie D and Chad. I have an item here from my warehouse that your audience may have never seen before. And even today, it's a nicely designed product. Got a
wow!
It's a Apple iBook from 1999.
An iBook. 1999.
Oh, so 15 years, right?
And it's running at a blazing fast 366 megahertz.
That's
megahertz. also have a 10 gigabyte hard drive, a CD hard drive, FireWire, USB. It's running OS X 10. It works just fine. I'm going to get a little closer to the camera to show you guys some of the features.
Moving
this is the
in.
Basic screen. It's an 800 by 600 screen. Looks just fine. You can do everything well. YouTube's a little iffy because it can do it, but not very well. On the side, you see some of the different ports here. Well, you almost
such
can
an amazingly designed
FireWire
laptop.
And the USB and headphone.
You know, is it all
other
plastic?
Side, you have the CD-ROM drive.
So. It had a handle.
And also, a thing I like about this item is...
We have the predecessor.
When you close it...
The predecessor.
That's the charger behind it there. But when you close it, it has a feature that even today's laptops don't have. You ready to go somewhere? You unpower it. You grab
it's
the
right
handle.
It's right into travel.
Yeah.
And you just carry your laptop away with you. Well, thank you, guys. That's my little video from my warehouse. And we'll see you next time. Enjoy the show.
And you briefly saw it. I think that the iBooks had the Apple... upside down so that when you carried it by the handle, it was right side up. I forget if I saw that correctly or
oh,
not.
That's, did you have one of those?
Well, no, I actually didn't. I didn't get into the Apple craze until the G5 IMAX with the eyesight built in. But Alex ran over, and this was what the PowerBook before the iBook came out. And got 300. Oh! God, that scared me. I was like, it's falling apart. This is the PowerBook 165. This is from 1994, he said. It has a rollerball. You know, and there we go. There seems to be an image in
it. Boy.
It's an image of me. Okay.
It just printed that out. That is amazing. Wow.
Yeah, it had a built-in printer. It was amazing. That is so funny. And yeah, I remember seeing those iBooks back in elementary school when they also came out with the IMAX, those CRT IMAX. Those were just super
wow. Any
amazing.
Idea what that would have been?
Gosh. I mean, I assume the cost was like $1,000.
I bet. Someone's saying that the Commodore 64 also had a handle. So I guess... putting handles on things back then was a good thing.
So
Carl, you're gonna get some piece
something.
Of crap.
By the way, if you are in the audience, I have had too much fun with this silly putty. You can also vote on Jeff Inn put up a place for people to vote on next. So the crap that Carl's gonna get, you can now decide what the next month May's theme will be if you head on over to bit.ly/gizwiz, so GW, just GW May. So bit.ly/GW May.
So what are the options that he...
So the options that he put together are drinking, I think as an alcohol, but maybe not, water, money... and lights, and that's at bit.ly/GWMay, all one word. So,
And vote fast because next week, because I'm going to the hardware show.
Right.
Next week
early.
We're doing the GizWiz on Monday.
Right. And so I interrupted you. You were saying that I just interrupted you.
I was going to say that Carl's going to get a piece of crap. Uh-huh. And if you have a video you'd like to send in, we're looking for videos on four different topics. Our favorite is my favorite gadget warehouse because everybody loves looking at old technology. So you have something around in the basement or the attic, the garage that you don't use and you just don't want to part with it. Shoot a little 2 to 3 minute video. It can be my favorite gadget of all time. I invented this, my gadget warehouse. Or even I bought a piece of crap if you have a lot of hostility about something that you hate. Just put it on YouTube and send the link to us, gizwiz@twit.tv. And hopefully your video will show up on the GizWiz. And you too will get fame, zero fortune, but some piece of crap.
We got lots of soap. to give away, folks.
Lots of soap.
Yeah, we have tons of soap. I think we still have, we have the portioner still sitting around.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Oh, man. So exciting. It was used on camera. Wow. So, yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All those boxes going out should say as seen on TV.
As seen on webcast.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Well, you know, if you have a Roku box, it was seen on TV.
It was seen on TV.
Yeah, I'm right. That's right.
As seen on ATV is what
as it's seen on ATV. As seen on my TV.
As seen on my TV. Right. Well, now it is time for the letters.
Here come the Gizwiz letters now.
Woo! Here come the Gizwiz. There's the reprise. Woo! The reprise? The reprise. It's the second prize.
Yeah. Well, last week I said, who has a stretchy thing that they could put in a letter to round out the theme? So Dr. Mom came to the rescue, and it's very funny, Chad. You're going to be very interested in Dr. Mom's letter.
Oh.
And here it is. Here is a real oddboard, stretchy item. It's called museum putty.
Oh, my God.
It looks like silly putty, but it is used in one earthquake counties to stick breakable things down so they don't topple in a tremor. They are used in museums to keep people from knocking over that precious Ming vase. Theaters use them to keep items from falling off trays. And the Container Store has the original stuff. And
they have clear. They have clear.
They
museum
have clear
putty?
Museum gel. And Dr. Mom says Amazon has it also. They call it Quake Old Museum Putty. It's the same stuff. My folks who live in L.A. use it to keep knickknacks from falling off the shelves during earthquakes. It really does work, and I don't know how they do it, but it doesn't leave a grease mark on the item or where you stuck it. It comes off clean and can be reused until it gets too dirty.
Wow.
I know. And it says it's so strong you might be able to keep Charlie in one place. Charlie is Dennis's dog. Jack. So you haven't been here for a Giz Fizz where Charlie comes on camera and is like a ferret trying to get out of everybody's hands.
That is so funny.
And so Lil, a.k.a. Dr. Mom, thank you for telling us about, what's the first name? Museum Putty.
That is so, you know what this reminds me of?
You know what? You could probably use that stuff to do the same thing. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Old things on a shelf.
Why not? People have been asking in the chat room for me to bounce this, so I've been trying to get it into
ball
shape as much as I can. Here,
and you know what, Chad? Effin' Dunn in the chat room says, save some to hold the Gizwiz sign up.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah. You know, I'm glad the sign's up. I forgot. Wow, that's double stick tape.
I think you'll need to use all of it to hold that sign up.
Yeah, we might. But
let's
yeah.
Do some bouncy stuff.
It totally bounces.
Whoa.
Like really, really high. It's like it's a bouncy ball. That's crazy.
It's super.
It's magic putty. Yeah, this is kind of insane.
Yeah. Ooh. You know, I have a great game. You put a newspaper on the floor, you bounce it off the newspaper, and see who can capture a word.
Okay, we'll try to.
Oh, do that, do that.
We'll
put it
aim
down.
Well,
you should aim for a word, something that you could read. Then you'll know that you were successful.
Okay, yeah, yeah. It's a mission motorcycle, your gateway to fun. That's what I'm going to aim for.
Okay, any single word. Ready, set, and.
Whoa.
Smack that word.
I got a paragraph next to the word. Let's see if I can. I have a product shot. One second. Here, I'll put that back in.
Okay.
There's a paragraph on there.
Oh, it did capture something. That's a riot.
Is that
it captured a whole paragraph.
Let me see if I can hit the motorcycle
and
get
an
image.
Yeah, a big word. Yeah, I have to hit something.
Okay,
big.
I have to. There's going to be a paragraph on here that I won't be able to get rid of until I fold it in, but. Got it.
This is study, funny putty proofreader.
You can kind of see that that's, this is the edge of a wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Barely, because this this is the road that it was on. That's the edge of a wheel. That is so funny. yeah, so that works pretty well. And then, you know, okay, so this museum jail, to get back to the museum jail.
Yes.
It reminds me a lot of, in theater, we'd have costumes that wouldn't fit that well. Because it's high school theater, we couldn't have them tailored. And so we found what is called toupee tape. To stick our costumes to our skin to make sure they wouldn't fall off while we were, you know.
Is toupee tape double-sided?
It's double-sided. It's meant for you to put onto a toupee, onto your bald head.
Right.
And make sure the wig doesn't fall off. So it breathes really well so that you can sweat through it. And it sticks really well to skin, to human skin. And then it, and then on the other side, it sticks to fabric because it's a wig. And so we found it was perfect for keeping our costumes from falling off. Yeah, so anyway, the museum gel reminded me a lot about that toupee tape back in the day. Yeah.
Toupee or not toupee? Toupee? That is the question.
Absolutely, absolutely.
As we used to say in the theater.
Everyone said that, yeah.
Yes.
Toupee or not toupee? That was normally Will Call was saying that. But yeah, so yeah, I don't have the tape. Someone says show us your tape. Yeah, I don't have any with me. Maybe I'll bring some in for next week. Yeah, and with that said, we are recording early on Monday because you're heading out of town. Where are you going?
I'm heading out to the National Hardware Show to find gadgets for May, fun gadgety stuff.
Cool.
And hopefully Dennis is coming along and we'll shoot some video out there too.
Yeah.
And usually we find some fun stuff.
Perfect. Perfect. So we are shooting our show early on Monday. I forget what time.
At the normal time. Seven, I think we're doing it. Yeah, we're doing it after Tech News Tonight.
After Tech News Tonight. That's 4:30 about Pacific time, 7:30-ish Eastern time. And hope to see you there. If you don't catch our shows live, make sure that you subscribe to twit.tv/gizwiz, where there you can find all our links to subscribe to the show and all of its glory. But first, we got to talk
about...
It is
the last possible chance, only if you're watching this live,
right?
To play the What the Heck Is It, which ends tonight at midnight. So
what
somewhere
the heck is
after
that?
Midnight... a new game will be up. So if it's after April 30th already, don't fear. You can play the new game, but that's the old game. And since it's only like 6 or 7 hours left, I'll give you one hint. Try to make up silly, stupid things of what it is. You have a better chance. That's the only hint I'll give you.
Okay. Huh. Silly, stupid is what that gadget is.
Right. We prefer silly, stupid because we have a ton of what it is.
Oh, you do? Okay, good, good. And, of course, you get there's more chances to win if you just have a fun guess.
Yes.
There's 24 chances to win this June edition of Mad Magazine, which I wonder if that – I don't think that was the one that I tried to use to print on the Silly Putty. And then 12 magazines.
Yeah, it's a Jeff Needles graduation Mad cover.
It's right. That's right. That's right. It's the – That's basically Jeff. Jeff's head.
There he is. There's Jeff.
Yeah.
He said, "Wow, I'm on the cover of Man. I can't believe it."
Wow.
A little surprise to Jeff.
Yeah.
And that is, but not many people know that. But you can do that with Jeff.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's like that
That's
Aces thing we showed, the switch. It's a magnetic. Jeff has a magnetic neck.
Anytime you get mad at him, you just sock him and his head rolls. It's
a riot.
Yeah.
You go, oh, Jeff.
Deflates any situation.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
It is so, and it's so funny when it rolls across the floor and like sticks on the refrigerator.
Yeah. It's like,
and like he's running around with, oh, where's my head? Where's my head? Where's my head?
Oh, gets me every time.
Yeah. I know. Well, soon he'll be back there and, hopefully we'll get that all on video one day.
Yeah. Gizwiz.biz is where you head to play that game. And I think that about wraps it up for this week's episode. See you next week.
I'll be here.